Utah real estate headlines. Utah commission rates hold at 5.6%. What agents need to know. A new breakdown explains how Utah's average real estate commissions work, how they're split between parties, and where agents and sellers can find savings. Understanding commission structures helps Utah agents communicate value to clients and stay competitive in a market where cost transparency increasingly drives consumer decisions. Review the full commission breakdown and saving strategies at https://www.com/blog/real-estate-commissions-in-Utah. Utah real estate headlines. Utah County launches owner name search tool for land records. Utah County government has made a name-based search form available for querying land records through its online land records system. Real estate professionals in UT can now look up property ownership by name to verify sellers, identify linked parcels, and support due diligence in Utah County transactions. Add Utah County's name search to your due diligence workflow at utahcounty.gov/landrecords/.asp. Utah real estate headlines. Utah DRE launches how-to video resources for real estate licensees. The Utah Division of Real Estate has released video resources and how-to guides for licensees as part of its mission to strengthen trust through education, licensure, and regulation. Real estate professionals in UT can access these DRE-produced videos to stay current on compliance and licensing requirements directly from the regulator. Browse the video library and licensing resources at htcommerce.utah.gov/realestash. Note that response times may be slower during the current system transition. Utah real estate updates. NIDAR Online launches Utah Public Records Portal for property research. NIDAR Online has expanded its public records database to include Utah-specific property and tax record searches. Real estate professionals in UT can now access county-level property assessments, ownership history, and tax data through a single platform to accelerate due diligence. Bookmark the Utah portal for quick reference during listing research and client valuations. Utah real estate updates. Utah average realtor commission holds steady at 5.71% in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Utah is 5.71%, roughly matching the national average. For Utah real estate professionals, this benchmark helps inform competitive positioning and client conversations in the local market. Review the full Utah commission data at listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Utah/. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of UT cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.